Okay, then there is an international break, and then we go and beat Crystal Palace 2-1 away from home. We actually come back from behind in this game where they scored a penalty in the first half, and then Mane and, of course, Salah scores, and we win it 2-1. But it's a bit of a funny league campaign by this point, Josh, and that's maybe, you know, partly explains what happened at Old Trafford with the atmosphere after, in that where we actually go second when we beat Crystal Palace, but we're not fucking winning the league. In fact, City might have even mathematically. But we're not. But it's a weird second because we're not going to win the league. But also, we know by this point that where we are probably going to get top four. It actually becomes a little bit more of a sweat than what maybe we were expecting. But we'll talk about that in the end. We drop a few sorts of soft points and then have to you know get something on the last day to guarantee it. But yeah, because the Champions League event is coming. We've got City after this on the Wednesday. Like, I can't remember much about this Crystal Palace game at all, but I don't think it's necessarily because of, you know, necessarily memory thing. I think by this point, we're like, yeah, just beat them and then we'll get to City.
Yeah, I just remember it being really tough. Like, it feels sort of, yeah, it feels like it's sort of, you know, easy to say because, as you say, they are so often down there. And I think particularly under Jurgen Klopp, Liverpool have really had some games at Selhurst Park where they've not necessarily struggled in the sense of the results not gone their way, but they've really had to battle for a positive result. And this was just another one of those. And again, it was all part of that sort of Trent narrative. I remember Wilfred Zaha having just a field day against Trent in this game. And there was so many questions hanging over him by this point because he'd been done by Rashford the week before. There was all these sorts of things about, you know, suddenly he wasn't this young right back who was coming into the team. He was a young midfielder who Liverpool were playing at right back. And was it really going to work for him as a right back? Was he defensive enough? Were Liverpool able to sort of negate for his weaknesses enough? And in the first half, you almost felt like the answer was no, because Crystal Palace had a one goal lead and Trent was, you know, being had on toast basically by Zaha. And in a way, like, which I think comes to sort of sum up the team over years, particularly in terms of what it means to Trent's role, the way the team turns the result around and the way that Trent is sort of a part of that, like a part of the result being turned around, I think is a real like sort of defiance against that Trent narrative. And that's what I've like always loved about whenever the narrative comes up, is I'm like, at some point this team and this player is going to prove you wrong.